are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
In this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam, and joining me this morning for the Capital City Farmers Market, it's Lindy Garrett. Good morning, Lindy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, always nice to chat about what's going to be at the farmers market with all the vendors there and all the things you can find.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend again this weekend. We've got Destin Bound Books, Queen City Superior Gems, Hannish Farms, Josie Malungi Cosmetics, Nancy's Nest, and then the Discovery Center is coming back again this weekend to share some healthy snacks and some fun activities. So it's going to be a nice full parking lot and a great time to bring your kids down.
Yeah, and that's the great thing. I mean, there's a little bit of something for everybody when they come down, and you can find so many great homemade and homegrown goods there.
Yes, I've already talked. Matt and I, my husband and I, have already talked about how he's going to stop down in his list of things, and one of those is definitely picking up some cantaloupe from Hannish Farms. This might be one of my favorite things to get during the summer, just as a fresh cantaloupe. They're so delicious and juicy and sweet, and just a nice summer treat.
Absolutely. So and that's the nice thing. You can find produce. You can find some fruit. You got meat. I mean, baked goods. There's really a great array of things to find.
Yes, absolutely. I was also just looking, you know, one of the things if you're looking to try to save some money into your groceries or how to expand and use things further, you could stop and you could get a pork roast from Nancy's Nest. And you could make that with whether it's potatoes and onions and garlic, or if you want to put some cabbage into the roast, which is one of the best things. And then when you're done with that, then you can take the bones and you could make some stock, and then you could make some like breakfast pork tacos, or you could make a stir fry. You can really stretch a big roast pretty far and make your money go further, which is also one of the lovely things. And the vendors are happy to walk you through some of that too, if you ask.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the fact that, you know, you get these items at really good, reasonable prices, and they're so fresh. There is a difference when you get them at the farmer's market taste-wise.
Yeah, absolutely. And like for me, we don't eat a ton of meat, but when we do eat meat, we always make sure that it's local, because we know that the folks that are selling the meat here at the market take care and really do care for their animals right up until that last moment. Like the animals live happy lives up until that last day.
Absolutely.
And honestly, that's the best kind of life that you can ask for if you're going to be eating meat. And so I always think about that. Like, it's a great, you know, they're being raised lovingly, caringly, and the vegetables are grown naturally. And you've got the people that are there selling you those vegetables have probably also picked them, probably also planted them, were out there weeding them. And you really have an attachment to those things, and it makes it more special, both being the vendor as well as the customer.
Yeah, that time and energy that they put in and going right to the producer, that is a great thing because, the quality is so much better. The taste is better. I mean, all in all, that's really the way to go.
It really is. And this time of year, I'm looking at this list from Hannish Farms, and it's just bullet points, lots of things. So it's not limited. This is the time of year when you can go down and you are easily going to find something that you love. If you don't like cabbage, maybe you love sweet corn. If you don't love sweet corn, maybe you love beets. There's options all over the place for you. And then if it's not vegetables that you're looking for, maybe there's a nut-free granola, or you can get some eggs from Nancy's Nest, or stop and check out the gemstones or the body scrubs and the deodorants and homemade body products that the cosmetics woman has.
Yeah, those who put the time and energy, it's great to be able to talk to them, ask any questions you may have, and support local, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, just a great time to stop down and really think about how you can preserve for winter. So whether it's you stop down and you get two pork roasts and you put one in the freezer and then you make one this weekend, you've got one for later this winter. And maybe you do the same thing with some beans. You grab a bunch of beans and you eat some for this weekend and you blanch and freeze some for winter. So again, I'm always thinking ahead to those winter months, not because I'm looking forward to them, but because I like to be prepared to feel a little bit of summer when it's 20 below.
Most definitely. That's a great idea, Lindy. Remind us where we need to go and what time we can swing by the farmers market on Saturdays.
Yep. Absolutely. 9 a.m. to noon, the corner of Sioux and Coteau, which is one block east of downtown Pier. And if you want to see the full list of vendors and items, you can either go to capcitymarket.com or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram.
Fantastic. Look forward to another great farmer's market this weekend, Lindy.
Yes, absolutely. We'll hope to see you all there.
Yes, indeed. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lindy. There's Lindy Garrett joining us. The Capital City Farmers Market, Saturdays, 9 until noon. Check out all the great homegrown, homemade goods and products that you will find at the market. Your Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate and May Adam.